I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1455. Philoxenia. What's that, you ask? It's hospitality. And I put the Greek word there because hospitality is such a misunderstood word. What images come to your mind when you hear the word hospitality? Maybe the Greek can help us here. Philoxenia is two words. Philo, meaning love, and xenos, meaning stranger, or foreigner, or guest. Hospitality, at its root, you see, is the love of the other. It has the idea of welcoming in, turning neighbors into friends, and that has T2G written all over it. T2G is about the two great commandments of loving God and loving others. And the others may be right next door and you don't even know them, or you might work with them, or they might be on your team. So the question is, what would Jesus do to live his life of love through you? In the New Testament, we see examples all over the place, like Jesus eating at Zacchaeus' house. But the word philoxenia is only used twice. In Romans 12:13, contribute to the needs of the saints and show hospitality. And Hebrews 13:2, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. I find it interesting that one verse speaks about hospitality to the saints and the other to the strangers. You see, we need to be not just in our own Christian bubbles, believers. Henry Nouwen put it this way, in our world full of strangers, estranged from their own past, culture, and country, and from neighbors, friends, and family, from their deepest self and their God, we witness a painful search for a hospitable place where life can be lived without fear and where community can be found. It is possible for men and women, and obligatory for Christians, to offer an open and hospitable space where strangers can cast off their strangeness and become our fellow human beings. So this kind of sharing the gospel isn't forced. It's not shouting on the street corner with a megaphone, Bible verses. It's not passing out tracts to strangers and then slipping away. It's not memorizing a canned gospel sales pitch and reciting it to someone you don't know. This is natural. You're already having coffee, already watching a game together, already sharing a meal, already doing a common task. And it's in those moments that it's normal to talk about whatever you enjoy, whatever you're learning about, whatever you're experiencing. It might be fishing or sports or a book or a new movie you saw, or Jesus. It's shared not in an awkward, forced way, but in the way of life. That's loving. That's T2G. In the Old Testament, the examples of hospitality are very specific and needed. A greeting with a bow or a kiss, Genesis 18. A welcome for a guest to come in, Genesis 24. An invitation to rest, Judges 4. An opportunity to wash, Genesis 18, 19, and 24. A provision of food and drink, Judges 4 and Judges 19. An invitation to converse, Genesis 24. And a provision of security, Genesis 19. Those are just some examples. And in the New Testament, Jesus often showed hospitality and even blasted people who didn't do hospitality very well in Matthew 25. In his famous, "You did it not to the least of these, you did it not to me" speech. Here's the great question. What could philoxenia look like in your life right now? Let's pray. Lord, we don't want to be awkward or forced with others. We want to be welcoming, inviting, seeing people as people, not projects, not people that we're waiting to give a spiel to. Teach us to love along the way, as Jesus did. Open up for us opportunities to love in whimsical, creative ways that draw people in, not push them away. We will have lots of opportunities. Open those doors for us this week, Lord, and give us the courage to walk through them. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1456. In the meantime, I don't know what philoxenia looks like for you. Maybe inviting some new friends and neighbors over for dinner or going out to lunch just to talk about life, which includes Jesus. But I would love to hear your examples of how you lived love through philoxenia.